آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, today's dua is one of the most beautiful du'as, and that is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to frequently recite this dua. The most frequent dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite in his life is this dua that we're about to talk about, inshallah ta'ala. One time a sahabi came to Umm Salama radiallahu anha, and he asked her, what is the most frequent dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite? And before we say the dua, just think about the question. What a beautiful question. The sahabi himself is so concerned about what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does for ibadah. B, he loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much that he wanted to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So yes, do you want to know? Do you want to know what the Prophet used to say privately? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say in his house? Because they want to be a second version of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this sahabi asked Umm Salama radiallahu anha, this hadith reported by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anha. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to say this dua, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O Allah, the turner of the hearts, make and keep my heart firm on your deen. What a beautiful dua. Just thinking about this dua on my way to the masjid, and subhanAllah, there are actually three categories of people that they're very relevant to this dua. The first and second categories of people, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from them. And the third category of people, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them. So for the first category of people, those who are on the path, ala sirat, they were actually, you know, on the first line in the masjid, they were very consistent with their prayers, they used to go for umrah, they used to be on the deen, they used to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever they go. They used to be actually spiritually high in Ramadan. Everything that you can possibly think about. And then all of a sudden, there is a shift happens in their lives. And then you stop seeing them in the masjid anymore. Wallahi, on top of my head, I can think of several people that they used to be very involved in the community. Very involved as Islamic workers, even Islamic workers, when it comes to the youth, they come and they run events with me, they work with me. And then all of a sudden they vanish, they disappear. And then when I ask about them, khalas, they are they have no interest in the faith and the religion anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this type of people, ya Rabbil Alameen. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually gave a hadith about this category of people. And he said, إن الرجل ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة. Like a man or a woman, a person who would actually do the deeds of the Jannah until he's so close to Jannah. He's basically an arm within distance from the Jannah. It's right there. And then يعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخل النار. And then Allah changes his affairs, and he will end up being in hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Sometimes a trauma happens to somebody. And when a big trauma happens, people react differently. Some people, as in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described a situation when he was seeing a woman in her grave, crying and weeping. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to calm her down. And she told the Prophet, da'aka anni. Just leave me alone now. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, innama sabru fi sadma al-ula. Like patience is when actually a calamity strikes. This is when you show faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's some people do this. And some people, when a trauma happens, their heart changes. They actually lose their faith. So that's the first category of people that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that, you know, path, ya Rabbil Alameen. The second category of people, and in my opinion, the most dangerous category of people, the most dangerous ones, are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran. Allah said, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. Ya Allah, don't slightly, slowly, but surely shift our hearts. It doesn't happen overnight, just like the first category of people. It happens over time. It takes time, and you're not even realizing that you're changing. You're not even realizing that your heart is changing. It doesn't happen instantly. It happens over the course of a time. And this is dangerous because you just don't know where are you heading to. You don't know the direction. And all of a sudden, you become a different person. You become somebody who you don't wish to be. And so here in this dua, the Prophet ﷺ is asking us to seek aid and assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our heart firm on His faith. So this is so crucial, subhanAllah. The third category of people is the most beautiful category of people. And that is basically, I look at that, at this dua as something positive, as something beautiful. Why? Because think about it. If Allah does not change the status of your heart, it means if you're away from Allah, you don't have a chance. You actually have no chance if you're away from Allah and your heart is the same. It will never change to the better. You have no chance. And so here is an opportunity. If we are always going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to Him. How so? By changing the status of our heart. So I actually look at this dua as something very positive, as an opportunity that we seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change the status of our heart to the better, to get closer to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qalbi ala dinik. SubhanAllah, and for the third category of people, the Prophet ﷺ also spoke about them. And he said, maybe a man who is doing the deeds of the hellfire, of the people of the hellfire, all of his life. And then, towards the end of his life, Allah changes the status of his heart. So now he becomes among those who will be entering Jannah. An opportunity. Me and you have always. Alhamdulillah, Allah is keeping our faith. And that's why we're here, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah to actually give us steadfastness until we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. So again, let's recite this beautiful dua together, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي واخلفني خيرا منها ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله وباليوم الآخر. اللهم اهدنا إلى الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.